Six will be ready in 5 minutes.
You're destroying those things.
Hey, Jay, leave him alone.
No, I'm sorry, but that cow has suffered long enough. Fun!
Whoa, wait. Hang on. Dinner's ready in 5 minutes.
Coach wants us to practice layups.
They are deceptively hard. A curious mix of dance and strength.
You're making it lame again. Sorry.
Ay, Dios mío, that coach.
Oh, I hate that guy.
He seems to have the kids motivated.
Oh, Dad, you haven't seen him. He taunts the kids. He's abusive.
Listen, if this was a Colombian soccer league, long time ago, one of the kids would have taken that guy out and...
A coach is supposed to ride the kids hard. Phil, help me out here.
He's a mean man.
Oh, you're such a woman.
Come to the game. You'll see. This guy's a real mother scratcher. Pardon the language, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Gloria.
You better cool it or I'm going to introduce him to the captain and to Neil.
Oh, hi. Sorry we're late. I was at work.
Oh, he loves to say that.
And happy barbecue. Oh. Since Mitchell is between jobs, I've taken a part-time job at a greeting card store, which I love. Plus, with my discount, we're saving a fortune.
How is spending a ton of money on greeting cards saving us a fortune?
It's math.
It's really not.
Look it up.
$295, $295, $495, $40 off.
Mitchell, I got this golf buddy of mine. Great guy. Super successful. You two should talk. It could mean a job for you.
Oh, thanks, Steph. I'm really not looking for anything right now, but...
Yeah, that's right. With me bringing home the bacon, Mitchell doesn't have to rush into anything.
Yeah, I know you have all that greeting card screw you money, but talk to the guy. He's expecting your call in the morning.
Dad, I appreciate it, but in the future...
Well, I can't stand this.
Well, I am sorry, but...
No! Those steaks have been done for 5 minutes. I'm taking them off the grill.
I'm sorry. I know how it feels having sick his nose where it doesn't belong.
No biggie. It's just JB and J. One day I'm going to be a grandfather, and then everybody better hide their meat.
Oh, who's she?
I hate it when you do that.
Who's he?
It's Charlie Bingham. He's the guy that my dad wanted me to call. I Googled him. Look.
Oh, he owns Earth Gear Apparel. I have their ski pants.
Really? You don't ski?
I have cargo pants and I don't work at the docks.
God, I feel like such a slacker. I mean, he has done so much for being so young. Okay, look, he's opened up a dozen environmental foundations and conservancies. Wow.
So you gonna call him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I sort of promised myself and you that I take a little time off. And
you are loving your time off.
Totally. I am losing my mind. As much as I love Lily, which is, you know, more than life itself, I am not cut out to be a stay-at-home dad. No, but it's Cameron's turn. It's Cameron's turn to be out in the world, interacting with other grown-ups while I get to stay at home and plot the death of Dora the Explorer. To fill her backpack with bricks and throw her into Candy Cane River. So I don't know, should I call him?
I don't know, maybe just to get your dad off your back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because the last thing I want for you is to take a job right now. I am loving our life. I am in a really dark space. Being away from my Lily is literally torture.
And I can't pressure Mitchell, but I really, really, really just want him to get a job so I can go back to being a stay-at-home dad / trophy wife.
Come on, ladies, move it! Goodness gracious, turtles run faster. Come on. Could you run any slower? I dare you to run slower.
You see?
Just trying to light a fire.
No, I'm lighting a fire. Why do I always have to come to these things?
Because you love your brother.
Why don't you make him come to my orchestra concerts?
Because we love your brother. Good job, Luke.
Shoot! Delgado, you're killing me, man. Come on!
Okay. That's great. Okay, well, I'll let you know. All right, bye. So Charlie Bingham just invited us over to his beach house for a little get-together.
Oh, what did you say?
I said I'd check with you. I mean, what do you think?
What do you think?
Well, I think it'd be rude not to hear him out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Okay. And don't worry, you know, I'm not going to take any job.
You better not.
I just was...
You're doing great, Luke, if your goal is to suck.
Phil.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Wait for me.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Look, we appreciate your passion, but some of us are worried that the yelling's getting counterproductive.
I got this. Come on, stupid!
No, you don't got this. What you got is a bad attitude.
Who are you?
I happen to be the stepfather of... Doesn't matter who. What you need to start doing is a little more coaching and a little less yelling. Because if I hear you call one of these kids stupid again, I swear to God, I'll throw a shoe at your head.
Screw it. I don't need this. You think you can do a better job? You coach.
Jay, you know, I was handling that.
Yeah, I saw how you broke out, Peaches and Herb.
It's the captain and... Okay, so your old coach had to leave for a little while.
Why? Is he sick?
Yes, he's very, very sick.
Is he going to die?
Everybody dies, boys. Let's focus on what's important. Our next game is in 1 hour. We are going to go from being five fingers to being a fist. How does that sound?
Great!
I can't hear you.
Great!
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, gentlemen, I talked to the referee I'm coaching.
Oh, really? Because I...
Phil, I coach football.
Jay, I actually coach basketball. I think I can get these
Relax.
Guys...
Relax, you've already got the assistant job. Now, you think you can round us up some waters?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is what I need. I want you to hit them, and I want you to hit them hard.
Father-in-laws are tough because you can't let them push you around, and you also have to show them respect. It's like walking a tightrope, which, by the way, I can do because I went to trapeze school. Did Jay? I doubt it.
All right, when you're back in, hey.
Honey, I'm going to take off. I'm going to buy Alex some clothes.
Okie doke.
How come you're not coaching?
Because your dad coached football.
I'm sorry. And I am going to make it up to you tonight.
And I'll be thinking of your dad while you do.
Disturbing.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi.
Great. Your dad coached football.
Oh, a fellow victim. Thank you again for taking care of Lily. I know it's last minute.
Hi, don't be silly.
We'll probably just stick around for a few minutes. You know how fussy she gets when we pass her off, so...
Oh, she seems fine.
Yeah.
I think she's getting used to being away from you now that you have the new job. Mwah, I'm so proud of you.
We need to talk.
Okay, what happened?
Mom, I love you, but your words of encouragement... encourage the other kids to make fun of me.
Okay. I won't say anything else on the next game, promise.
We both know that your Latin blood makes that impossible. I think it would be better if you didn't come to the next game.
Oh, I know.
I hate our house.
I know.
What's this thing?
I don't know, but it's fancy.
Stop playing with it. Come on, just don't break it.
Hey, Mitchell,
yes.
Charlie Bingham.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
This is my partner, Cameron Tucker.
Pleasure.
Cameron.
So we just went ahead and parked in that round thingy in the driveway. That's fine.
No problem. It's a turntable, so you don't have to back out.
Oh, you have a car turntable and you're wearing rubber? You're like Batman.
I really am. Come on in.
Turn the music down!
Wow.
Pardon the get up. Killer waves today. You guys surf?
Only for bargains on the web.
Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. That's Jolie. She's head of my Europe division. She cheats at poker.
You do?
And that's my girlfriend, Jenny. She makes a hell of a margarita. Want one?
Oh, no,
absolutely.
Okay.
Everybody, Mitchell Pritchett and his partner, Cameron.
Hey. Business partners, mergers and acquisitions. I'm kidding. We're gay. Stop talking.
When things are relaxed, I'm great in social situations. I would have fitted at the Algonquin Roundtable. But when the stakes are high, I get a little tense. I'd be the guy that would knock over the round table. Dorothy Parker would make a quip, James Thurber would laugh, and then I would end up leaving crying.
How long have you been on the lamp?
What?
Honey, you are looking around like the feds are after you.
No, I'm not. Just get this over with.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, it's them.
Oh, Oh, you knew those girls from school. Hey!
Let's go. Over here.
What is your problem?
Nothing. I'll meet you at the car in an hour. Please, Mom. Please. Hi, Jenna.
And just like that, my baby girl became a teenager. She entered that dreaded phase where my very existence embarrasses her.
I think I can help. You're not your mom. Wow, that's your mom. Oh, I just got chills.
So, first off, I'm a fan. Saw you in court once.
Seriously?
Yeah, Mayhew versus Propeltech. You are a good lawyer. If you'd handled my divorce, this house would be twice as big.
Oh, he's better than good. Try winning an argument with him. Last night I wanted to have Indian food.
And we're talking again.
Top of your class at Cornell and Columbia Law, had your pick of jobs, but instead chose to work in environmental law until last month.
And he used to be a really great figure skater.
Why'd you quit?
His sister lost interest, and then there was...
He means my job.
You can tell me about figure skating, too.
Well, it was, she did lose interest.
That's enough.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you guys were going to be here.
Hi, Claire. Hi, baby. I had enough basketball for one day.
Oh, no. Come here, sweetie. Oh, sweet thing. You love me, and you want me to buy you a dress.
Hi, but I'm going to buy her some shoes first.
What's that, Lily? Do you want me to buy you a dress? She said yes.
She did not say yes.
Okay, win on three. One, two, three.
Win!
Don't forget the pick and roll. These guys won't know how to defend it.
Phil, try not to confuse my boys, okay?
Okay. I sleep with your daughter.
What?
Good luck.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Let's get out there. Hustle up.
Get the tip. Get the tip.
All right. Watch, give and go.
Oh, all right. Keep the hustle. Keep the hustle. Come on, boys.
Go on, push around.
Oh! All right, hold defense. Play defense.
I did a little scouting, and the other team only has two shooters. If we isolate both of them...
Good, Phil. Good. Thank you. Good. Manny, pay attention. What are you looking at?
What?
Oh!
And that was in 2004.
So, tell me this. What are the regulatory challenges of a solar farm?
Well, you know, it could be anything. Agricultural, military, protected species, ironically, even some environmental groups. I think you got all of it. I think you got it.
Yeah, I'm just going to freshen this up. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How do you like the beard? I'm thinking of growing one. Jenny's against it.
Oh, well, I've been very happy with mine.
That's it. I'm doing it. Look, I've made a fortune. I want to use it for some good. I need a lawyer to help me navigate. I like you. You get me. So, in or out?
I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Well, that's a very big question. You know, I'm obviously going to have to go talk to my bull in a china shop. I'll be right back.
Sure. Talk it over. It's a major life decision.
Hey, Jenny, the beard is on.
Okay, Lily, it's time to buy you beautiful shoes.
Oh, no, I saw another really cute dress for her.
All right, but she has already 6 new dresses. What she needs is strappy shoes.
Oh, there's Alex. I'll see you later.
Alex, honey, hi.
Mom, I said I'd meet you at the car.
Here.
Thank you. Still wish you had a daughter.
Manny didn't want me at the game today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. It sucks.
I miss babies. They never tell you to go away.
Yeah, or wait in the car. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to stand here and feel sorry for myself. You know what we should do?
Get pregnant.
I was going to say go for ice cream.
Okay, we do yours first.
Luke! It's hard to guard a player if there's no player near you.
We good in the hood?
This is a uniquely frustrating group of boys.
I hear you. One thing that might help instead of a zone if you switch to a simple man-to-man.
I got this.
Really? Because according to the scoreboard, the only thing you got is 4 points. Good luck.
I need to talk to you.
I need to talk to you.
Nice talk.
You.
Cam, you have got to relax. I told you I wouldn't take a job.
Take the job.
What?
I want you to take the job.
I thought you liked having me home with Lily. I
don't. I mean, I do. I miss my time with Lily, and I know it's selfish of me.
No, I want the job.
You do?
Oh, my God, yes. I love Lily, but I hate baby talk.
I love baby talk.
Oh,
oh, let's go get this job.
Let's get this job.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's locked.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh. They're not going to hear us. We're trapped out here.
Stop being so dramatic. We'll just go to the garage.
That's why I didn't hire you. You're good in crisis.
Yeesh, but... not opening.
Push it again.
Well, I'm hearing things, but it's not...
Push it harder.
That's not... Is it this one?
I hear something. What is that?
No. Stop touching. Stop. That was it. All right.
Mitchell! Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
No, Cam. Cam. Did we do that?
What are we going to say?
I will take the job.
Kind of think you have to now.
Yeah.
Guys, you're on the same team! Timeout! Timeout! Get over here! Guys, earlier we practiced a few set plays. Did any of them involve wrestling the ball from your own teammate?
But you said to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Not your own team! Wait here. You got a coach. I can't take it.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You got to take over. I'm about to lose it out there.
Yeah, that sounds tough, Coach.
What's your problem?
Hey, Coach! Tick-tock.
I was dealing with the coach. You pushed me aside. I was dealing with the boys. You pushed me aside. Believe it or not, Jay, there are some things that I am better at than you are. Bam, it's out there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Coach!
He's calling you.
Listen, I don't blame you for being angry, all right? I'm used to taking charge. That's all. I should have let you coach from the get-go.
And?
I love you.
No, the barbecue.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm sure your steaks would have been delicious and not chewy.
Okay. I'll do it.
Thanks.
And so the student becomes the master. The once
mighty. You know what? Forget it.
No, I'm good. Hey, guys. Who wants to go out like a champ?
Yeah!
I love it! Okay, Jordy, you inbound to Luke. Manny, you set a pick on Luke's man and roll to the bucket. Luke, you know what to do.
No, I don't.
Bounce pass to Manny.
But Dad, Coach, Manny hasn't taken a single shot all season.
And chances are he'll be open.
Okay, guys, let's bring it out.
Hey, bring it in. Let's show these guys what kind of team they're about to beat. Huh? Little dribblers on three. One, two, three.
Little dribblers!
Okay, red ball, side out. Here we go.
What's my coaching philosophy? Give a kid a bird?
Yes.
And he becomes one of those weird dudes who walks around with a bird on his shoulder. But give him a pair of wings, he can fly.
Oh!
Unless he has absolutely no hand-eye coordination.
Okay, I support you.
Hey, Mom.
That was 20 minutes.
Mom. I am so, so sorry. I know it's no excuse, but I've been feeling a lot of pressure at school. You know, with friends. And I love you so much, and I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm still your little girl.
Oh, honey. That is so sweet.
Can I get $20? A bunch of us are going to a movie, and we're going to get something neat afterwards. Jenna's brother's gonna take us home.
Okay, of course. Sweetie, you know what?
Pick 40.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks,
go
Mom.
On and have a great time. Oh, Alex, honey, when you're out shopping, you might want to pick yourself up a training bra. I know you don't need one now, but your little boobies are gonna come in soon. Mommy loves you, kitten. Mwah, mwah.
Teach her to screw with me.
another pick and then rolled towards the basket. Luke passed to me, I shot the ball, and I almost made it.
I bought Lily the cutest little dress today.
And then I stole the ball from the other team, did a 360, and almost dunked it.
That's nice. I just had the best day today with Lily. That girl's so sweet.
I have a game next Saturday. You could come.
No, it's okay. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. I'll probably take Lily out for cupcakes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any suggestions?
I usually go with earrings.